It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Gartner's human-centric work as we examine the state of play, and Salesforce's experiments with no meetings. This is the business of tech. Gartner's latest research says only 29% of IT workers say they would stay with their current employers. The researcher recommends shifting to a human-centric model and rethinking assumptions about work. On working hours, progressive enterprises are empowering people and teams to decide when they do their best work and pioneering new schedules such as the four-day week. On the office, the pandemic shattered the myth that employees can only get real work done in an office where managers can see them. Most organizations are now planning for a hybrid future that recognizes employees can be fully productive remotely for heads-down work. At the same time, the office is best suited for specific work activities such as human connection and collaboration. And on meetings, the culture of meetings started in the 1950s when people had to come together physically to make decisions. Now, asynchronous and synchronous collaboration tools enable distributed decision-making, collaboration, and creativity. Other reasons why people quit coming from new Pew Research looking at 2021. The top reason? Pay was too low. People also quit because they felt disrespected. 48% said childcare pressures forced their hand, while 18% cited vaccine requirements. 78% of those who quit a job say they are still employed. The Hustle had similar data looking at why people quit. About 27% of respondents left because they found a job with better pay. That reason was followed by finding a more rewarding job at about 17%, burnout also 17%, pursuing a new career path at 10%, lack of flexible work atmosphere at 8%, and starting a business at 6%. 64% of respondents switched to a new job immediately, and 83% of them made more money at their new job. Think this is not IT? According to Gartner data released last week, IT could be among the worst. IT workers have the lowest intent to stay in their jobs compared to all corporate functions. Tech workers who are in high demand across industry sectors are 10.2% less likely to remain in their current positions when compared to non-IT employees. Globally, less than 1 in 3 tech workers say they have a high intent to stay with their current employer. Intent to stay can vary by age. Just 20% of IT workers between 18 and 29 years old have a high likelihood of staying, compared to half of the workers between 50 and 70 years old. Nearly 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in January, according to Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS, data published last week. That's down from December's revised sum of 4.4 million quits and marks the lowest monthly total since October. The reading marks an 8th consecutive month with more than 4 million workers walking out of their jobs. In a new survey from Upwork, 9.3% of respondents, roughly the equivalent of 19 million Americans, said they are planning to move because they can work remotely. Since 2020, 2.4% had already moved because of remote work. In a survey from Blind, 64% of workers at employers including Amazon, Microsoft, and Google would rather work from home than receive a $30,000 raise. And in data by the Chicago Fed, people want to work fewer hours than they did before March 2020, and some of that is because the pay is better. The findings suggest that the labor market is even tighter than many realize. Pay is better, especially for those at the bottom of the wage scale, and that means people aren't as desperate for more hours or a second job. Some data about conditions out there. Apparel sales jumped 37.6% in February compared with a year earlier. Both outpaced overall retail sales, excluding automobiles, which were up 8.7%. Indeed, some people are dressing to get out again. And let's note, Americans are sad. A University of Michigan survey showed that overall consumer sentiment dropped for the fifth time in the last 6 months in March, falling to an almost 11-year low. Why do we care? The beginning and the end there tell a lot. It's essential not to ignore the context of the current mindset. The world is continuing to be a rough place. We're moving to endemic with COVID under the specter of war in Europe. Don't ignore that. Gartner's take is aligned with mine too. Disruptive new hours, disrupting the idea that the office is a must-have all the time, and breaking the idea of meetings. Think about when that started, the 1950s, when the physical meeting was the only option. The only option. There's some blocking and tackling to care about here too. People are looking for better pay, better hours, and less stress. If you're in the retention business, which we all are, think about how you're retaining your current people intentionally. I harp on experimenting, so let's focus on one. Quoting Insider. In October, several teams across the software giant Salesforce pivoted to asynchronous work or in a way that didn't require real-time communication. They encouraged employees to cancel all meetings for a week, and the async week was so successful that Salesforce already scheduled three more this year. Lisa Marshall, the senior vice president of Salesforce's technology, marketing, and products innovation and learning team, told Insider. About one-third of Salesforce's employees participated in the no meetings week, with the majority reporting higher productivity and less stress. According to surveys Marshall's team conducted afterward, almost all employees said it had a positive effect on them. Why do we care? The previous story is all about the state of the market and then Gartner's recommendations. And here, we have a company experimenting with it. For those who think this is all theory, I wanted to show how it isn't. What are you testing in your planning for this year? Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP radio, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening and thinking a little bit about event coverage. If you've got events you think I should be talking about, drop me a note, dave@mspradio.com, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.